A man's head injury during a recent arrest in Dover, Delaware, is testing the fragile bonds between the city's police force and residents. WHYY's Chris Barish has more.
Dover police say 50-year-old Michael Jarrett struggled with an officer trying to arrest him for trespassing at 3 a.m. on October 20th. He fell and hit his head on the pavement after the officer used a leg sweep technique, according to police. Jarrett spent several days in the hospital, and some residents are claiming he was the victim of police brutality. The Reverend Rita Page is a member of Dover's Human Rights Commission.
We've been trying to build positive relationships with the police for several years. And so to have something like this incident happen starts tearing down the trust. The police have done some good things in the community, and a lot of times when I call, they come. But we cannot have a police force who's using excessive force. I think that they need to try more de-escalation tactics.
Dover Mayor Robin Christensen says the force's relations with the 39,000 residents has improved dramatically in the decade since an officer broke a suspect's jaw by kicking him in the face as he was surrendering. The city is conducting an internal investigation in the Jarrett case, and the state attorney general's office is doing a separate probe.
I hate to see the trust even fragmented at this point in time, but we will continue to build community trust. They can rely on their police department to do always what is right and just, as long as I'm the mayor.
Page says she and others want police to release the officer's body cam footage now, but Christensen said he's waiting at least until the dual investigations are completed. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.